Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this your first time in Buffalo?
No, it's not my first time in Buffalo. We actually made a movie here just before this one.
Newport?
Yeah, Newport Christmas. It was our first foray into filmmaking here in the Buffalo area. But the state passed a lot of incredible tax incentives, and we heard about Buffalo, and the film commission kind of lured us here to check things out. We fell in love with it. And I've been doing this 24 years, and I can honestly say that within an hour radius of the Buffalo area, you have almost every look you could possibly want for a film, especially a lot of these Hallmark movies. You've got very Mayberry-esque towns. You've got a lot of different looks and backdrops. The city itself doubles for a lot of locations, especially New York City, Pittsburgh, Chicago, things like that. So it's a pretty amazing place to make a movie, to be honest.
What became that tipping point that said, yes, we can film it here?
The Bills movie. The Bills movie in particular? Well, first of all, we had done a movie last year with Skydance at the NFL that Hallmark had come up with, and it was one of their tentpole films, and they had a lot of success for that. And when it came time to do another film, the Bills were just a natural fit. They, we want this film is a very different film from the first one that we did. It has a very blue collar feel. It's very much a love letter to the fans and the Buffalo Bills fans in general. And that's something we worked really hard with both Hallmark and the organization to make sure that we sprinkled this with Easter eggs and film centric things that we know the fans will recognize and love. The Bills have been an incredible film partner when it comes to this. They rolled out the red carpet. In fact, I don't know if I've ever worked with an organization in terms of being a film partner where we're filming, where they just open up the doors and roll out the red carpet and say, whatever you need, we want to supply for you. The players came on board in a huge way. The Bills corporate office came on board in a huge way. The city came on board in a huge way. I mean, it's been one of the easiest, I think, preps for a film that I think I've ever had, to be honest. So there was, like, no red tape. The fans were behind this. Everybody. It's been a literally a love story, like the movie is.
Paying homage to Bills Mafia, the sentiment that's been shared several times since you guys have been here. Why is that important? What have you come to realize about Bills Mafia, and why is it so important to treat them so special?
Well, first of all, when they asked me to direct the film, the very first required viewing was that 30 for 30, the Four Falls of Buffalo. And so I fell in love with that particular documentary and really got to know the culture. I'm a huge sports junkie. I grew up in Vermont, and Vermont doesn't have a professional team, so you've got lots of the communities wrap their love around different teams in different places. So I'd always had a love for the Buffalo Bills. I grew up in the 90s. When all that happened was in the 90s when I was in junior high and high school. So I knew that story very well. Loved the story. We made it required viewing for not just the crew that came onto the film, but for the cast that came onto the movie to really understand not just the culture of the Bills, but the fan culture of the Bills. And then we took an even deeper dive, and we started to meet some of the fans. When the deal was inked to do the movie with the Bills, we actually came here in December and we shot some second unit footage of one of the games. And as it so happens, you get the flyover effect with the snow, you know, the lake effect, and we got a big snowstorm. So we got to experience Buffalo in a very big way. We got to experience tailgating in a very big way. And I've been to lots of professional sporting events, but I don't think I've ever quite seen anything like how the Bills fans are on game day. I mean, it's truly, they're very much, they're considered a small or medium market, but their fan base is like a large market. And that's what some of the, that's what's so amazing about this.
You haven't done two movies back-to-back here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
What have you learned about Buffalo?
It really is city of good neighbors. It's really true, and it's true with the crews. It's true with the businesses that we deal with and the people that we deal with. I think it's one of the friendliest communities I've ever come in and helped produce a movie with. That says a lot about how people are raised here and kind of culture they come from. When I originally thought about Buffalo, I think a lot about New York City, which I love. But you know, people can be a little bit more jaded there, and a little tougher here, tougher there in terms of, you know, your everyday interactions. They have places they need to go. Here, it's like everybody wants to stop and visit you. It really is like Mayberry AFD. Everybody waves. Everybody's kind. Everybody has a story they want to tell. It's something that you can't really put your finger on, but it's something the moment you come here, it puts you at ease and feel welcome. They're outlaying a large amount of funds and money when they make these films. And they put a lot of faith in the areas that they go into film. So quite naturally, what the state did with their tax credits here, just even adding their additional 10% kicker to make it a 40%, it's been huge. And it's not just that. You can have a tax credit, but if it's in the middle of the desert or middle of a place which can't double for a lot of locations, it's not going to help you as much. Whereas New York, I mean, you get so many looks. I mean, there's other than like a tropical or Hawaii or some, you know, kind of place, you can double this area within an hour and a half for almost any place in the U.S. So that's a huge, the tax credit combined with the diverse locations this offers. Not only that, you have more period locations and more period looks than you're going to get with a lot of places. So the fact you have a big range in filming locations from the Gilded Age all the way up to present day is a huge plus that a lot of places don't have.
Are you surprised by the infrastructure that is here for filmmaking?
Very much so. Filmworks is where we base our offices out of, and what they did in overhauling their that old frame factory was this one of the largest soundstage they've ever filmed on. And, you know, they're a relatively new company, I think, in the framework of things, but what I love about them is their earnestness and how much they want to build their product and all the improvements that they've made to continue to bring films there. And there's nothing they won't do to help a production that comes in, no matter how big or how small. When we were there, there was tiny projects that they were helping shepherd. You have a network like Hallmark that comes in and offers a steady stream of film projects. They help with those too. I mean, it's their infrastructure is great.
With movies, you know, often being shot in cities other than where it seems, but would it have been possible to shoot this Bill's love story in another city besides Buffalo?
Number one, you could technically try to cheat. I mean, we're in the business of making magic and cheating films no matter where they're made, but I think Hallmark, especially Hallmark and the Bills, they wanted this to not just be a movie. They wanted it, again, a love letter to the fans. I think it would have been disingenuous to film this any other place. So I think the goal has always been to film it here. I think that, you know, we cheat locations, but the fact that we got to film in the real places here, people are going to know. The fans are going to know. I mean, our neighborhood in this movie is outside the stadium. We could have cheated any location for the home, but we chose the neighborhood right outside the stadium, the real tailgating areas. The Bills were incredible about letting us film in the stadium and in the parking area. They'll even let us base camp when we're filming in their local community. And like I said, they were an amazing partner. So I think people would know, especially the Bills fans would know, and that's really important to us to remain true to who they are.
That's good as a love letter to that. So obviously, you know, with the Bills, but then does it extend out further by, like, you know, not changing the name of Diddler's or some of the other locations that you shot at?
Yeah, we went in early on. We have to do clearances, and we went to those businesses earlier on when the scripts came out and got permission. And they were all about it. They were thrilled. I mean, when you're making Hallmark movies, you're making the soup for the soul. These are films that are kind. When people watch this, they want escapism, and they want to be able to sit down with their families and have 2 hours where they can watch two people fall in love. They can watch films about family, and you know, I just think that's what that's all about. So, you know, they've been remained true to the brand. So we work really hard at that.
Do a letter of Bill's
You're not
place.
Doing Citizen Kane then.
What's that?
You're not
We're Citizen not doing Citizen Kane. No Rosebud for us.
You have a lot of Bills players in this movie, current and former, of
we
course.
We do.
How did they do?
You guys are going to be blown away by how incredible the both, we call them the legends, so, you know, the alumni, you're going to be blown away by how great the legends are, and you're going to be blown away by how great the current players are in this film. They have a lot of comedic moments, and they came ready to play, and their involvement is something that kicked this into a whole other level. We actually literally had so much involvement that we were able to craft scenes in the movie specifically for the players and for the fans, whereas it wasn't just a token thing. We didn't just get them and then shove them into a scene. Scenes were written for specific people and specific players, and that made it really fun because with their involvement, it helps drive this story forward.
Were you able to use Josh or his new wife? Or?
I'm not going to comment on it. I can't comment on any of the players that are or aren't involved in the movie right now.
Is there any royalty in the movie? Any princes or princesses?
No royalty in the film. No, this is a very this script. The only thing I can tell you that this story is about the Bills fan culture. It's about it's a very blue collar family, and it's a very fun loving comedic family.
How much did the success of the Bills in recent years, especially with Josh Allen, and make you guys want to come do a story in Buffalo?
I think everything weighs into. I mean, I'm not involved with the highest levels. By the time we get the script, they tell us who they're thinking of, and here's who we want you to go make the movie with. But me personally, I was incredibly excited that they decided to do this in conjunction with the Bills. I do know that with the success of the first one, there was lots of NFL teams that had approached the network wanting to do projects, and obviously the Bills is one of them. And I'm really glad that came together. I'm really glad that we're doing it together, and it's been one of the best experiences of my career. So.
Here in Western New York, we're really proud of our traditions. How does it feel to have an Easter egg tradition?
It's Carolcade. Carolcade is something that a lot of the people, when they arrived, didn't even know was a reality, because they thought it was just like a Hallmark thing. And it's like, no, this is a real thing. I think that's what's so amazing is that the Hallmark brand with the Bills and just the Buffalo brand, they're really like, it's like a unity. And that's one of the things that are really cool. There's really a thing that you it's like match made in heaven for a Hallmark film, and you have, you know, the Carolcade scenes.
What about the actors? They have the same love of Buffalo that you and Andrew have adopted.
More than half of our cast are Buffalo locals, and I would say another 25% of that are from New York, and we have a few friends from LA too. But everybody that's come here has fallen in love with the area. And everybody's been, I gotta say, hands down, the best film commission I've ever worked with. And I've worked with a lot of great film commissions, but these guys go above and beyond to not only make you feel welcome, but they want to, they're so in love with their community, they want to bring you into it. They have taken our cast when they've come in on field trips and location guides and just amazing adventures. And I think it's hard to fall in love with an area that works, that's so proud of their culture, and that works so hard to ingratiate you into it. So.
What's your favorite memory of being in Buffalo so far?
There's too many. Honestly, there's too many to count. It's a great, surprisingly, it's a great food town. There's a lot of great restaurants, as you can tell. I'm not missing any meals. But the food here is amazing. I've been here when it was the dead of winter, and I've also been here, as we're approaching summer. So, I live in Vermont, so it's very similar to that, and it offers a lot of great climates. So, amazing food. The golf is amazing. I'm a golfer, and when I'm away from my family, it offers me a way to escape. So, I love being out in the country, and it offers that. And
you a hockey guy?
I do like hockey. I would honestly say I'm a baseball and football guy, and basketball guy the most. But I do watch. I'm a Bruins fan.
Oh,
sorry.
The Brewers are owned by a Buffalo company.
So it's all right. You get a pass on that one.
I know. I'm also a big believer in being honest.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.